flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was one of those kids who could not wait until school was over. Not so that I could run home and play a video game or get on the phone with my friends, but because we had the most amazing after-school activities at our local park. You know, we would go there and trusted, caring adults would have snacks for us, sandwiches, chips, something to drink. They would help us with our homework. I learned to play the violin. We had arts and crafts. We would make things. We would do team building. It was a refuge for me. I grew up in Houston's Fifth Ward. The neighborhood is amazing, but there are some pockets that are not so amazing. And so these parks and these programs were a lifeline for us. And many of the kids that I went to elementary school with who took advantage of these parks and the services that they provide, we stayed out of trouble. We are all first-time college graduates. We are all married and productive citizens of society. And we come back and think about the Hester House, right? We come back and we think about the Fifth Ward Multi-Service Center Park. We come back and think about the Kelly Court Park. And we laugh about all the fun stuff we did. And so when programming start getting cut and there's no after school service and crime is up and the kids don't have anything to do and you want to say, well, they need to put them in jail and take the guns. And you know what? They need more after school programs, more parks, give these kids something to look forward to. And that is what is happening with the North Commons Park renovation plan. They're expanding the community-rooted vision, realizing the park's potential as a driver to increase vitality, not just in the economy, but in the people, in the community, around the park at North High School. This is an investment in these children and in their future. So I wanted to bring Superintendent Al Bengura from the Minneapolis Park and Rec Department on the station. And he is joining me now live courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mr. Al, I know it's Saturday, but I just want to thank you for spending a little bit of your afternoon with me. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this North Commons Park renovation plan.
Yeah, thank you, Shaletta. I really appreciate it. And you spoke so well of what park and recreation means to you growing up and to young people that, you know, visit our parks every single day. It's the place, like you said, where it's a refuge and it's a place where a child walks into the building and we say, hey, what are you doing today? And they say, nothing, come do it with us. That's the same thing that's being done out sometimes on the streets, right? Where young people have, right, they have choices. So we know that we have these lives of these young people every day. And so North Commons Project is historic, it's transformative, and it's really a pleasure to be here today and talking to you about it.
Now, this is a big undertaking. This ain't nothing to sneeze at. You got 12,000 kids living within a 1-mile radius of this park. That's a lot of lives on the line. That's a lot of futures on the line. What do you got planned for this park that's going to impact them?
Yeah, so this park was established back in 1907. The beautiful thing about this park system, it's been around since 1883, 140 years that this jewel of a park system, Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, has been around. This particular park, you know, it has been literally the fabric of the community since 1907. 1971, this building was built back at that time, the original building as it stands today. What we recognize, as you just so well said, that we have thousands of young people who are looking for something to do every day, and particularly when they get out of school. And the beautiful thing about a park system, our park system, is every child and every resident has a less than a 10-minute walk to a park. So if a child is coming out, whether they're walking or taking the bus or being dropped off, they're going to go to this location because we have this wonderful place that has been existing for so long, that has been impacting the lives of young people for so long. But what we recognized was that we need to do more. And part of the master plan and part of the work that we're doing here is building this incredible place, a $35 million project that was adopted by the board just recently in October. And what this will do is it will expand this building to meet the needs going forward into the future and how we meet families and young people where they are today. So the project will double the size of the existing facility from 21,500 square feet to over 58,000 square feet. And that'll be between a water park, a gym, and event center. So we'll be adding new gyms, three new gyms to it. Well, we call it a field house. And this major addition is really important because not just about, you know, sports, but it'll be a place where people can gather and have events and do some wonderful things, adaptive sports, do some really great programs, but also, of course, have a place where people in the community can feel really connected and advocate for a place where they don't have to leave North Minneapolis to go to a facility outside of the city and go, wow, this is an incredible facility out in the suburbs. Now that they can be now in North Minneapolis at the North Commons location with a place they can take pride in and be able to have large events and activities and sporting events and a redesigned place that will meet the needs of the community going into the future. We're going to be revitalizing a water park, which is, we have a decades old, really old one now, but we're putting in new wading pools and new mixed pool uses, spray features, and other spaces that will meet really the needs through fitness and concessions and a larger warming room, teen room, you know, dedicated space for seniors, and really a really wonderful place we called a wellness suite. So we're really meeting the needs of the community with this particular renovation. And we are fortunate to have the Minneapolis Parks Foundation, Tom Evers, and these wonderful people that work with us and that board to help bring this vision, this transformative place to life within North Minneapolis.
Now, we're talking about bringing that vision to life. It is not something that you are going to be able to do in a vacuum by yourself. It is something that we have to help you with. And by that, I mean we have to go into our pockets and make a contribution. We have to make a donation because we are talking about a large sum of money that would make this possible. And so I'm going to see if I can't get Tom up in here. Because I need Tom to tell us about this money, what we need to raise, give us some deadlines, because I don't want to keep seeing the same thing happen over and over again. I don't want us to keep criticizing these children for the choices they make when we don't give them choices. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to get Tom Evers. He's the executive director of the Minneapolis Park Foundation on the show so we can all find out how to make a real investment in our children when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.